Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Lord Jesus Christ clarified and established the law of God when he said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is no greater nor more complete law than this. The scripture sets forth the fact that in the establishment of the new covenant, that he would write his law upon the hearts of his people. By this, it does not mean that they would just know what the law is, but that he would implant a new principle within them, causing them to also delight themselves in his law. It is this principle which is the basis of the Christian's life, rather than the principle of the law as given by Moses. For the law, or principle, of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law, or principle, of sin and death. The Lord never instructed his disciples to tithe. In fact, he only took notice of an amount that was given three times in the New Testament. Once was when he commended the widow who cast into the treasury two mites. Of her, he said, she of her wont did cast in all that she had. Another was when the woman anointed him with costly ointment, and he lovingly said, she hath done what she could. The other was when the rich young ruler asked what was expected of those who entered the kingdom. And he said, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give it to the poor. The principle which should govern the generosity of the children of God is not that of the law. Rather, the principle that should govern his sons is this: he who has forgiven much, loveth much. The principle of love demands all that we have. To give less is to fall short. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Do you give all that you have unto the Lord? My soul.